Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to look at recent movement from the presidential campaign field. Obviously, we are less than a month away from the Iowa caucuses. We're about 3 weeks away from the Iowa caucuses. But coming right after the Iowa caucuses, they are on the 15th of January, then the 23rd of January. 8 days later, we have the New Hampshire primary. And there is a brand new poll from St. Anselm College Survey Center. And St. Anselm College, a leading university in New Hampshire, polled more than 1,700 likely New Hampshire voters. And they did the polling on Sunday and Monday. And what's remarkable about this is the numbers that came out are almost identical to the numbers in a CBS News poll from 3 days ago. And it shows Donald Trump with 44%, but the new poll shows Nikki Haley at 30%, just 14 percentage points behind, much closer than she had been. The previous poll from CBS showed her 15 points behind. No matter how you look at it, in all of the polling out of New Hampshire, it's going to be a competitive race and also a very unpredictable race because it depends on independents and Democrats, people who aren't registered Republicans, can vote in the Republican primary and often make the difference. Meanwhile, should President Trump be allowed on primary ballots at all? This is an issue following the sweeping decision, and it was a 4-3 verdict of a divided Supreme Court in Colorado that asked to keep Trump's name off the ballot based on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. We're going to be discussing that legal case with John Yoo, who believes he is a professor of law at the University of California at Berkeley. He believes that the Colorado Supreme Court misread the Constitution to keep Trump off the ballot, and that the U.S. Supreme Court will now have to do what it was hoping to avoid, to stay out of the 2024 election. We will talk about Professor Yoo, who knows a great deal about the Supreme Court, has written about it, actually wrote the politically incorrect guide to the Supreme Court and its interpretations of the Constitution. We'll be speaking with him coming up this hour on the Medved Show. The difficulty here is, aside from the Supreme Court issue, there is the consistent failure of President Biden in poll after poll after poll to rally his own base. And one of the difficulties has been that sometimes he speaks out of turn. Did he make that kind of response this morning? He was on an airport runway about to take off somewhere, and a reporter shouted a question about the Colorado Supreme Court decision, which is based upon the interpretation that Donald John Trump, the former president, is an insurrectionist because he tried to stop the normal transfer of power based upon the Constitution of the United States. And listen to President Biden's response, which is probably mistakenly candid and direct and overstated. This is President Biden. Listen.
It's self-evident. You saw it all. Now, whether the 14th Amendment applies, I'll let the court make that decision. But he certainly supported an insurrection. No question about it. None. Zero. And he seems to be doubling down on about everything. Anyway.
So, again, he made the right decision to say we'll let the court decide, because the court will decide, and it will probably be a Supreme Court with three members of that court who were appointed by President Trump, and at least three others who are sympathetic or more sympathetic to the conservative and to the Republican side. So we will see what happens. Meanwhile, in California, the lieutenant governor, whose name is Eleni Kounalakis, has taken action to try to block President Trump's name from the California presidential election ballot. Now, one could say, what difference does it make? He's not going to carry California. He's not going to get any electoral votes from California. Just like Colorado. He won't get any electoral votes from Colorado. He lost Colorado by 13 points last time. Last time out, I believe the margin for Biden was 2-1 in California. It's overwhelming. However, the difficulty here is that if other states can keep Trump's name off the ballot in California and Colorado, then it's possible that crucial swing states like Michigan, where this has already become an issue, like Arizona, where it's already become an issue, like Georgia, and many others, could also have that idea of removing Trump from the local ballot. Because in some of those crucial swing states, the Democrats are in firm legislative control. In a letter dated today, the Lieutenant Governor of California, again, Eleni Kounalakis, urged California Secretary of State Shirley Weber, they're all Democrats, to explore every legal option to remove former President Donald Trump from California's 2024 presidential primary ballot, given the Colorado Supreme Court's decision. On Tuesday, that's yesterday, that court voted 4-3 to disqualify Trump from appearing on the Centennial State's ballot because he participated in an insurrection on January 6, 2021. We will be speaking about this with Professor Yu, leading conservative legal scholar. But meanwhile, this word on Biden from the Telegraph, one of the most prestigious and respected newspapers in the United Kingdom, has a very evocative headline. The commentary is by Fred Bauer. And the headline says, Biden has lost the battle for the soul of the nation. And he writes that Biden ran under the banner of a return to normal. And Biden and his allies have trumpeted that they are engaged in a battle for the soul of the nation. Yet this high-toned rhetoric has collided with the realities of the Biden administration. The legal challenges of Hunter Biden, the president's son, provide fodder for news coverage. House Republicans have now opened up an impeachment inquiry related to the president's potential involvement in Hunter Biden's business dealings. The White House has adopted maximalist positions on abortion, gender, and sexuality. Biden's immigration policies have helped precipitate a historic crisis at the southern border. The shockwaves of these policy choices echo throughout the Americas. An Associated Press report recently highlighted the Darien Gap, which bridges Colombia and Panama. Prior to 2022, the record for migrant crossings in that area was 30,000 people. This year, it has been over 500,000, partially because of the greatly increased migration from Venezuela, because of the horrible government there. This fact that Biden has lost the battle for the soul of America, no one can say he has succeeded in bringing Americans together, except in the overwhelming sense that people seem to agree that he's too old to run credibly for re-election. We will talk about that and the desire to remove Trump from state ballots with John Yu of University of California coming right up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
And on the Michael Medved Show, always a pleasure and a distinct honor to welcome back to the show John Yu, who is the Emanuel S. Heller Professor of Law at the University of California at Berkeley. He's also a non-resident senior fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University and a non-resident senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Most important and most relevantly, he is the author of the best-selling new book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Supreme Court, part of the Politically Incorrect Guides series. And John Yoo has already taken a position on the decision by the Colorado Supreme Court, where you believe that that court, in a 4-3 decision, has misread the Constitution in order to keep Trump off the ballot. First question first, which I think is the question that everybody out there wonders about, is do you believe that the Supreme Court is likely to overrule the state of Colorado Supreme Court on this issue?
Yes, Michael. Great to be with you. Happy holidays. I think the reason why is because the classic moment when the court hears cases is when you have federal law being interpreted differently around the country. You know, the Constitution should mean the same thing for everybody everywhere in the United States. And so if you have different state courts and federal courts interpreting the Constitution in different ways, that's when the Supreme Court steps in. And that's what's happened here. Colorado is the second Supreme Court from a state to hear this issue. The first one, Minnesota, said Trump can stay on the ballot. Here, Colorado says Trump has to get off the ballot. Last thing the Supreme Court wants is 50 different standards about who's allowed to be president or not in the country, making claims under the 14th Amendment. So I think that reason alone, the court would take the case. Then the court usually will take a case if it's extremely important, has great national importance. And what could be more important than whether a past president, here President Trump, had committed insurrection and is barred from running from office again? In the current, you know, in 2024, it's hard to imagine a more important question that's deserving of attention from the Supreme Court. And then lastly, I think actually the Supreme Court is not going to be very hard for it. Actually, I think there's a number of different grounds the Supreme Court would reverse. And I think the court could say in its own mind, we're not interfering in politics. If we reverse Colorado here, that means Trump can run, the election can go forward, and the voters can ultimately decide what they think about Trump. We're not going to be forestalling. We're actually going to allow democracy to function.
Do you think it is more likely? I mean, I know that some of the courts around the country, you mentioned Minnesota, and the lower court in Colorado, the judge there agreed that Trump had been guilty of participation in an insurrection, but it let him off the hook, as it were, based upon the idea that they don't specifically mention the presidential office in the language of Section 3 of Amendment 14. But they do mention all officers of government. Is it more likely that the Supreme Court will turn to that kind of technical disqualification of the Colorado case? Or do you think that they will go forward and hear the core issue, which is also one of the core issues in the Jack Smith trial, and which is coming up, which is whether or not it is honest and fair to say that Trump participated in an insurrection?
That's a really good question. It really hits at the heart of what would the Supreme Court do once it grants the case. What's it going to decide on the merits? I think personally the easiest thing for it to do is what you suggested first. The Constitution here says it has two parts: who held office and then committed insurrection, and the second part is what offices are they not allowed to hold in the future. So in neither of those two parts does the 14th Amendment say president. It says officers of the United States. And yeah, you're right. For most listeners, this is a technical point. Is the president an officer of the United States? But behind that is a more important separation of powers principle, which is the president is the head of the executive branch. The Constitution, when it says president, it refers to president. It says president. It doesn't include him in the big pool of cabinet officers and everyone below him, which are subject more to congressional power and control. And so I think even though the court could take that out and say, to this easy out and say, oh, the president's just not covered by this disqualification provision, it actually would be standing up for a much more important principle, which is that Rick, the Congress and the president are equal branches, and they have to be separate. And Congress can't control the president the way it can subordinate officials. Also, I think, again, that means that this then stays on, that Trump stays on the ballot, and the people can decide whether he committed insurrection or not. One additional problem is that if the court doesn't do this, then it has to get into your second point, which is really hard, which is how is the Supreme Court sitting in Washington, D.C., so many levels above the trial courts, going to decide whether Trump actually committed insurrection? No trial has been held on that issue yet by any trial court. No facts have been found yet. The Supreme Court can't do that kind of job. That's up to trial judges. It would take months and months to hold a trial on that. How's the Supreme Court going to uphold that at this point?
And it's also true, isn't it, that when you look at the complaint that is the heart of the case by Jack Smith against President Trump for his role on the January 6th riots, is it possible that President Trump could still be judged guilty of participation in the insurrection without the specific violation of that aspect of the law? In other words, doesn't this entire issue complicate what Jack Smith and Judge Chutkan and the rest of the legal apparatus are facing in this first big Trump felony trial?
Oh, yes, that's a really good point. You know, you can think of these as two different tracks. It's a Jack Smith prosecution, right? That's one track. And he notice Jack Smith carefully did not charge Trump with insurrection. He charged Trump with, right, obstructing a congressional proceeding and defrauding the United States and, you know, depriving voters of their rights to vote. But he didn't charge him with insurrection, which, as we've discussed before, is a big vulnerability in his indictment. But that's one track. This other track, you've got a trial judge here in Colorado who still thought Trump could be on the ballot, but she also found Trump had committed insurrection. She had no trial. She didn't call witnesses directly about that. It wasn't the criminal trial. But if you've got, you know, 50 courts, 50 states hearing this issue, and you've got all kinds of different decisions on the one hand saying no insurrection, on another hand saying insurrection, you're right, Michael, that's got to impact and cause chaos for the prosecution side, the first set of cases, because you've got judges making all kinds of comments now about evidence.
Okay, when we come back, further conversation about this issue and other legal issues facing the former president with John Yoo.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is questioning why the international community isn't insisting that Hamas disarm and surrender.
It would be good if there was a strong international voice pressing Hamas to do what's necessary to end this. That could be tomorrow.
During an end-of-the-year news conference, Blinken emphasized that Israel has the right and obligation to defend itself. The U.S. Park Police reported that the Lincoln Memorial was discovered vandalized this morning. Authorities revealed that the phrase, Free Gaza, had been written in multiple locations using red paint. Thursday and Friday will be the peak days of activity during a holiday air travel season that's setting records. According to AAA, approximately 7.5 million air travelers are expected at U.S. airports. That will surpass the previous record of 7 million. That was established back in 2019. John Schaefer, USA News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, speaking with John Hugh, professor of law at University of California at Berkeley, and also a visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University. He's the author of the hit book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Supreme Court. And looking at that guide to the Supreme Court, the idea of rushing to a Supreme Court decision, that is based on the notion that there would have to be some judgment by the Supreme Court of the United States on the Colorado judgment. Otherwise, President Trump could be blocked from the ballot. But I know this gets very confusing for people. But right now, they have a stay. In other words, everything paused because the Colorado Supreme Court is expecting there will be a ruling by the Supreme Court of the United States. And can they move with a kind of urgency that would really be required when we right now we're 15 days away? Is that right? No, it's a little bit more than that. But we are less than a month away from the Iowa caucuses. So do you expect we're going to get an answer from the Supreme Court of the United States before Iowa on January 15th?
I would be surprised. But here's one interesting thing, Michael, is that the Colorado court knew it was out on a limb. And so Colorado's court said, we're going to issue this decision, but at the same time, as you said, we're going to stay it, so we're not going to actually put it into effect. Because we all know the Supreme Court's going to probably hear this case. And so they're allowing, for now, the ballots to be printed in Colorado that will have Trump's name on it. Not exactly. I think this is very sensible, because that means you don't have to rush the U.S. Supreme Court to issue a decision in the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks. at least as with Colorado. Now, if other Supreme Court, this is the problem for Trump, and this is why he wants a rushed appeal, is that if this this Colorado decision is the most extensive opinion now, agreeing with this idea of disqualifying Trump from the ballot, what if it starts to influence the secretaries of states or the courts in other more important states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, Arizona? Then you would want the U.S. Supreme Court to act quickly, one way or the other. We've got to have a single standard. And so it's better. And this is, I could see this as a reason the Supreme Court will take the Colorado cases. Better for the Supreme Court to issue this and decide now, so that you don't have 50 different standards about who's allowed to be on the ballot. That's going to start popping up, as you said, because Iowa is just in a few weeks, and then, you know, the calendar moves quickly.
Do you think that this decision and the attention that it's getting, and the upcoming trial, frankly, that is going to be conducted by Prosecutor Jack Smith, do you think all of that helps or hurts the Trump campaign?
It's helped them so far. you know, we've talked about this phenomenon before. Every time Trump has been indicted, his poll numbers go up. I mean, you look at where he was, you know, a little over a year ago, before all these indictments started, before the search of Mar-a-Lago happened. And, you know, Trump and DeSantis, they were in spitting distance of each other. They were maybe about 15, 20 points apart. Now Trump's 50 points ahead. So, but I think there's a difference between indictment and actual verdicts. And this is now where we're getting to the stage where you, like today, courts are starting to rule against him on the substances. We're not just hearing about the process from the prosecutors. We're not just, you know, hearing Trump's claim that's the Biden Justice Department and elected DAs that are persecuting him. Now, at this point, we're starting to hear from the courts. And it's harder, I think, to charge the courts as being politically biased. But on the other hand, if the Supreme Court steps in and says, no, let the people decide, let the voters decide, maybe that deflates some of Trump's accusations that he's being persecuted and subject to a two-tiered system of justice.
And certainly, what can you imagine what President Trump's, if the Supreme Court validated the Colorado decision, and which undoubtedly would cause a bunch of attorneys general and secretaries of state across the country to try to strike him from ballots. Again, it won't be just one state or another state. It would be many states. And in fact, that goes to a real question. If the Supreme Court held with Colorado, would Trump find a way onto the ballot in other states?
This is actually why I can't imagine the Supreme Court would uphold Colorado. If the Supreme Court agreed with the Colorado decision, actually, this is remarkable. I don't think people realize this. Trump would have to be struck off every ballot in every state because the Supreme Court would say, yes, A, Trump participated in insurrection. B, the president is an officer of the United States. So therefore, C, he cannot run for office for president again. And so it would, in reality, require Trump's disqualification as a candidate for 2024. For
and, and what would Trump's reaction be, do you think?
this would be a death sentence on his chances. So, God, I think he and his supporters would, right, they would be driven into a frenzy. On the other hand, I don't know what they could legally do about it. There would be no other way for Trump to get around that decision. I mean, that would be the Supreme Court saying the Constitution bars Trump from running for president.
Right, and can you imagine another big rally in Washington with unpredictable results?
I mean, the thing is, you would have 40% of the public, it seems, who have stuck with, well, more like 35%, who have stuck with Trump through thick or thin. They would think now that the Constitution itself was an obstacle to what they want, which that's why I can't imagine the Supreme Court would politically or legally want to reach that result.
In terms of the Supreme Court as an issue, Obviously, the court has been struck with a great deal of feedback of a negative sort regarding the abortion issue. Do you think that some of the popular groundswell, which seems to be against the Dobbs decision, would have any echoes here in terms of the court's eagerness to just stay out of politics, as you were talking about regarding Chief Justice Roberts?
I agree with you, Michael. I think that was Chief Justice Roberts' instincts to start with, and then Dobbs only, proved that he was right. Is that right? The court is under political assault. So we've seen the reaction to Dobbs. We've seen these attacks on the justices. Justice Thomas, for whom I clerked, is particularly under attack. I think unfairly so, but it's part of this political attack on the independence of the courts because people don't, particularly the Democratic progressive left, don't agree with it. And so I think that's going to make Chief Justice Roberts and some of the other justices, especially leery, getting involved in the election. But as this Colorado case shows, they won't be able to stay out of it, because otherwise the state courts, the state secretaries of state and election officials, they're going to inevitably draw the court in, unless they say right now, this disqualification idea is off the table, you've misread the Constitution, and if you want to oppose Trump, you're going to have to do it through the ballot box. That doesn't solve the problem of what they're going to do with the Jack Smith prosecution. That's another thing drawing the court into politics, and they can't escape it.
There are certain things that simply cannot be escaped. One of them is the importance of understanding and learning about the Supreme Court, as you can do with John Yoo's book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Supreme Court. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and a happy and prosperous new year for all of us. We'll be right back. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Michael Medved show, Ron DeSantis had a reaction to Trump being removed from the ballot in Colorado. Now, this is a tough thing for presidential candidates. I played earlier today Chris Christie's reaction, which is he thinks that Trump should not be blocked from the ballot by courts. If people want to block Trump from the presidency, and certainly Chris Christie wants to do that, do it as voters, not as jurists. Ron DeSantis, here's his reaction, clip six.
Look, if somebody's convicted or something of some of these things, there was no trial on any of this. They basically just said, what, you can't be on the ballot? I mean, how does that work? What's the limiting principle for that? Why could we just say that Biden can't be on the ballot because he let in 8 million illegals into the country and violated the Constitution, which he has? Could we just say, oh, well, they have money coming to Hunter or whatever? So I think the U.S. Supreme Court is going to reverse that. But here's the larger thing of what the left and the media and the Democrats are doing. They're doing all this stuff to basically solidify support in the primary.
Okay, basically, when you say they are doing all this stuff, look, there is a specific reference in the Constitution, in the 14th Amendment, it's Section 3. And everybody can read it at home, and people should read it at home. In fact, Jeremy, let's post that item from the 14th Amendment on our website, so people will see that there's nothing in the Constitution that says if you let in too many illegal immigrants, you can't hold public office. There is a specific statement that if you have participated in an insurrection in the United States, then you are ineligible for holding certain offices. One of the questions about this particular decision is, does that include the presidency? They say all officers of government who have taken an oath of office to defend the Constitution. And again, there's a question about the wording of the presidential oath. Does he preserve, protect, and defend? Does that mean the same thing? It is a complicated legal issue. And to just turn it aside as if it weren't, as Ron DeSantis is saying that it's entirely arbitrary and entirely partisan, I think is to basically ignore the seriousness of this. Do I believe that John Yoo, who was just on the show and said that the Supreme Court will very likely discard, overrule the judgment by the Colorado Supreme Court? I think that is likely to happen. I think that John Yoo is right, partially because they want to be involved as little as possible in partisan politics. The court was badly bruised, as it turns out, by the Dobbs decision. I still think the Dobbs decision, when you read it, is good law, and it was the right decision to make, and Roe v. Wade was not the right decision to make. However, right now, there are so many questions about the court's integrity and the court's fairness and its openness. And what's terrible about the current situation is, with the Supreme Court having to go into this situation, there's almost no way that they win. Speaking about the way that you win, an email came in from John in Bainbridge Island, Washington. And John says, I have held off writing this email, hoping that you would be a little more balanced in your discussion of the aid bill to Ukraine and Israel. I definitely want that aid to go through, just as you do. But I also want our own borders protected. This open border policy of the Biden administration will ultimately impact not only our safety, but our ability to aid other countries. We have finally been able to get their attention through this aid bill. They cannot be exclusive because the Democrats in the White House won't pay the least attention to us without leverage, period. Hit Biden, he is the problem, not the Republicans trying to negotiate for our future, be a little more balanced. I have indicated that I think that the president needs to negotiate changes in immigration policy, but the question here is of flexibility on both sides. In other words, to get an improvement on immigration policy that would make a dramatic difference, that, it seems to me, should be the goal, not getting everything that Republicans would want when you have a new Republican administration, for instance. And is there a possibility of a new Republican administration? Well, with all of the polling going on, it seems that the real problem for Democrats is not the strength of Donald Trump or the strength of Nikki Haley, who actually does better in polls against Joe Biden than Trump does. It's the terrible weakness of Joe Biden. And people have been talking about this and shaking their heads about this for literally months and months, actually for several years. And at this point, it seems to me that when you talk to serious Democrats, the idea of replacing President Biden as the Democratic nominee is one of those things that would not only be good for the Democratic Party, it would be enormously good for the American public. And to have the situation where both of the candidates for president, both of the likely nominees, are people with extraordinarily low approval ratings and real fears about their service in office, in that's not a healthy situation for the country. But it's, I believe, more open and more flexible than people realize at this point. Speaking of open and flexible, there is now a way to see Journey to Bethlehem, which is streaming. You don't have to go to theaters, though many people did and loved the movie. Is it any good? Well, listen to this review of Journey to Bethlehem, this year's big religious-based Christian movie for Christmas.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
There's an energetic and cheerful new musical about a very familiar story, particularly this time of year in the holiday season. It is called Journey to Bethlehem.
Harry, God has chosen you to have a son, the King of all Kings. This wasn't a dream. An angel came to me.
That's newcomer Fiona Palomo, who's charming in both singing and acting. The cast also includes Antonio Banderas as King Herod and another rising young star named Milo Manheim as a sensitive and hunky Joseph. The musical numbers are elaborately choreographed, even if the tunes, except for a few Christmas carols, are mostly forgettable. Directed and co-written by one of the people behind the TV show Glee, this is a version of the Nativity without any of the hints of pain and suffering and darkness in the original gospel tale. It's rated a mild and appropriate PG. 2.5 stars for the lightly likable Journey to Bethlehem. And on the Michael Levitt Show, when I talk about downplaying the darkness, Antonio Banderas plays King Herod. And he does it so broadly that it's almost comical, whereas King Herod was, according to the New Testament account, a baby killer. And that's scary, obviously, if you're going to portray that in any way for the big family audience that Journey to Bethlehem has reached in theaters and is now reaching on streaming across the country. We're going to be doing, at some point soon, our Best of the Year list. That will definitely be there before New Year's. Meanwhile, tomorrow, Representative Summer Lee, who is a very liberal, very progressive Democrat, has accused the pro-Israel AIPAC, the pro-Israel group AIPAC. AIPAC is the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, of textbook racism and being an existential threat to the black community. Does she believe that support for Israel somehow involves an existential threat to the black community? How's that supposed to work? And speaking of threats to the Jewish community, the Gaza hospital boss admits that he is a Hamas commander and confesses to using the medical facility as a terror base. We will get to that and much more next time on This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.